Hello, this is Peter, Digital Library Coordinator here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the UBC campus and Musqueam lands in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Today on From the CITR Archive, we're going to be highlighting some old recordings to promote the upcoming event, 24 Hours of Radio Art. That's a long-standing tradition here at CITR. I think it's been an annual event starting since 1999. And actually, later in the program, we'll be hearing from Jonathan Q, host of Cue It Up on Wednesdays at 3 on CITR, and also the editor of Under Review in Discorder. So we're going to start off by listening to an excerpt from a past year of 24 Hours of Radio Art. I don't know much about the actual content of this reel. It was an unlabeled reel, so it was only just by listening to it that we got a sense of what it was about. But I think it was probably in the earlier years of 24 Hours of Radio Art, maybe 99, 2000, if I were to hazard a guess. But if any listeners out there know better than I do, please fill us in. All right, so let's get started with an unknown recording excerpt of 24 Hours of Radio Art.
Which which tells us that the Western civilization is participating in slaughter. That on some day, even the Western civilization dismisses the contempt of civilization.
CATR 101.9 FM. Celebrating International Radio Art Day in Vancouver. Coming up to about midnight, right here on CATR 101.9. And a little experimental thing going on there. Whatever it may be and whatever it may end up like. Who knows? And it's going to keep going. It's going to keep going. I actually was listening to the rest of Radio Art Day during the day today. Didn't know what I was gonna do. I decided to do my show anyways. So this is impromptu, and hopefully it's artistic enough to be worthy of such an occasion. What I was gonna say is there was something I heard earlier on as part of the myriad and incredibly diverse sounds that were going on all day today and will be going on until tomorrow, until noon. So we're halfway through 24 hours of radio art. But I'm gonna actually play this entire little snippet here of something that I heard earlier on and decided to go and get. Just love how they manipulated sound bites and made something entirely new with it. So let's just check this out. Something from the people at Evolution Control. Evolution Control. No, that's not it. And then we'll go back to some different sound collages.
Perfect, but it was music.
He had a voice that almost everyone in America recognized.
Now, there's nothing in the world like making your own music.
Let's all try it.
When we listen to a record or tape,
and with a razor blade,
cut up and splice together the best passages.
You can even start making things of your own.
And I'll make it myself.
Here are a few samples you're probably acquainted with.
Sex and drinking binges, hooked on drugs, rocked by rape.
Let's tie all of these sentences together. And it should sound something like this.
Sex, drugs, and rock, by rape.
There. How'd you like that?
Horrible.
It's faster.
It's modern.
That'll make all this front page news go and go and go.
Now, let's listen to some different sounds all at one time. Let's open our ears real wide.
Warning, inflation, debt in their tracks, taxes, abortion, war, casualty. He lied, controversial, deception, and recrimination. Worldwide ban, tone-deaf people, deadly, alert, explosive fears, bomb, violence, gunman killed a tourist, fighting anti-drug, DEA, cancer, drug abuse, violence, bombings, fatal shooting, truck bomb, killed, wounded, semi-automatic handgun, wild and woolly, emergency, fire damage, irritation, persecuted, anti-vital shooting rampage, criminal, murder, gridlock, government shutdown, bitter, collision, warning alarms, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, punishing murder, lying, fraudulent drug bugs, narcotics, assassins, fight, battle, deaths, victims, damage, even death. Starve, mountains of credit card debt, deeper and deeper into debt, sexual harassment, rape, criminal fight, dead anti-government protests, a love triangle, prisons, the gangs rule, Nazi war criminals, the hidden Nazis next door, police brutality, notorious crime, murder, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, bizarre, brutal, abuse, torch, murder, killer, disease, warriors, damaging, critical, bombing, serious problems, bombing. Contaminated, blood drops, dissidents, abuses, criminal, negative issues, extortion, murderer, chemical weapons, accidents, killing himself, police conspiracy, kill, death, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, police tanks, rude gestures, Marxist rebels, gunfire war, chemical weapons threat, terrorists, dangerous, died, killed, freak accident, heart-wrenching controversy, deaths, prison term, murders, garbage, cancer, uproar, truck bomb killed, frustrated, FBI, mean streets, terrorists, hostages, hungry, homeless kids, orphans, urban jungle, magnetic radiation, failure, isn't he dead, drugs, sure, punitive damage.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime. Across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
All right, and you're back with From the CITR Archives. Pete's Picks. I'm joined in the studio by the illustrious Jonathan Q of...
What does that word mean, illustrious?
Illustrious?
Yes.
If life is a tapestry, then you are the illustration. I don't know if that's... Let's go with it. Well, anyway, John's here to tell us... I started the show talking a little bit about 24 Hours of Radio Art, an event that's going on this Sunday. I played a 15-minute excerpt from maybe the late 90s, early 2000s, and now I'm hoping that you'll sell us on what 24 Hours of Radio Art is going to look like this year.
Well... As of this year's and past ones, first of all, 24 Hours of Radio Art, which takes place on the 17th this year on a Sunday, it takes place on the 17th because some time ago, a particular individual have I been down that entire essentially, the 17th of January is Art's birthday, and I'm picking out the particular name of the individual, I believe, to be a situationist French artist, although I could be incorrect, who decided for all of us, that the 17th would be Art's birthday. And it's celebrated in myriad ways, and as we are a radio station, our prerogative is... Do you have the information right now, actually?
Robert Filiou.
Mm-hmm. And,
that's my French.
And it was beautiful. How we celebrate it at CITR is with a full 24-hour block of radio art programming.
Mm.
And this can entail anything from, honestly, more orthodox sound art.
Mm-hmm.
Artists who are working with collage, working with cut-up methods, working with montage, ambience, drones, etc. And that's a very, you know, that's something that we really like to celebrate. But it's not necessarily the essence of radio art, too, which we as a station, you know, we can't afford to get too crazy with our signal. Mm-hmm. You know, we have regulations to abide by.
Sure.
But nonetheless, radio art is also something where we attempt to play with the forms of radio, you know, experiment with how radio is typically presented, mm-hmm. the genres of radio, you know, to upset what radio ought to sound like, mm-hmm. and to play with that in and of itself. And you'll sort of see, I think, a healthy mixture of those two types of radio art on Sunday.
Mm. And so do we have like a sort of programming blocks where you'll see, you know, a block of this kind of style of radio mm-hmm. art and then, you know,
well, essentially like that? It's because of how many people are going to be participating and who will be on standby, it won't be so much that we'll have periods of time curated by, according to genre.
Right.
It'll mainly just be that there'll be a person or people responsible for blocks which last anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours of a time.
Mm.
And then once those blocks have concluded, the next person will come in and take over with their kind of programming as well.
Nice.
And we've got, you know, we've got programmers from years past. I'm trying to get the schedule out right now. It's not totally finalized.
Yeah, it'd be great if you could give us some quick quick names of people who might be.
Let me just get that
email
out, actually.
Is Beppe Crespin?
Beppe Crespin, yes. Beppe Crespin, who does the Beppe Crespin Show, longtime participant in 24 Hours. He'll be doing his particular, well, you know, a mixture of curation of various sound art from around the world, but also for his own show, interrupting his, you know, the formality of his broadcast, doing weird things there, undermining expectations. That's something that we can expect. So, you know, if you've ever heard the Beppe Crespin Show, it's quite idiosyncratic in terms of how it presents itself on air, and I think you'll... If he is willing to go that far with his own show, then on 24 Hours of Radio Art, you'll definitely see
even
something
further.
Interesting. Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, let's see if we can bring this up real quick. Are you having luck there?
I got to admit, this... I'm just wrangling with this iPhone right now, but I'll be mm-hmm. sad to see it go. I was never much of a smartphone user, and... That's my little endorsement right now. iPhone 5, possibly the best iteration that has been and will be.
Oh, look. Here we go. Got a... looks like a rough schedule.
Do you
here.
Have it up? Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't quite find it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if I roll over, maybe I can see some of those names. You got Gareth Moses, who... So again, we have a lot of programmers who are currently doing content for us. You've got Gareth Moses, who does the More Than Human show, and he's actually the head of the local label More Than Human, which is sort of, oriented around complex compositional electronic work, improvisational work, and also a lot of archival stuff that's historically important. And we also have Sarah Lapsley, who worked on the Arts Report for, I want to say... Over a year, she was the host of the Art Report,
nice.
Arts Report, which, you know, so she is possibly among this list one of the most credible in terms of what would constitute art in a radio context. We've got Goulash, who I'm not personally familiar with, but if I'm not mistaken, I do know that Goulash has participated in 24 Hours of Radio Art in years past, and I want to say that he... participated in a program, End of the World News, a while back. But yeah, so for someone like Goulash, that the genre of radio art is about sort of undermining conventional genres. End of the World News, programming like that. Even to bring up what would be an example of this? In modernist drama for a long time, there has been play with sound, play with just how things, the impression of things being broadcast in and of themselves, how that has affected us. And I think you're going to be seeing a lot of work on Sunday that has to do with that, that tries to communicate with the idea of how the broadcast is as a totally new medium, how radio as a totally new medium has a degree of intimacy and closeness within the listener's life, within whatever method of listening they are using that other media don't. Nice. So yeah, those are some names that stick out. I'll actually be doing a piece on Sunday as well.
Oh yeah, from noon to 1 p.m.?
Noon to 1 p.m.
Very good.
Yep, and less that's said about that, the better. Nice. Yeah, no, those are definitely, it's looking to be quite good. We're still filling out a lot of the names, a lot that I don't recognize, and thus I'm less qualified to speak on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And so this is this Sunday.
This Sunday.
January.
Because it is Art's birthday.
Right.
Is that millionth January? And 2017th.
Nice. January 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks so much for giving us this description. Very helpful.
Cool.
Nice. And so now I'm going to get one more track queued up. It's quite a long one. It's a mysterious reel.
You know, it's fun you say queued up because, of course, you know, if you've enjoyed my description of the program, you can tune into my show,
Jonathan
Queued Up,
Hughes,
on Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m.
3 to 4?
Yes.
Sometimes over, sometimes
here
under?
At never over.
Okay.
Sometimes under.
Mm.
I don't like to waste the listener's time.
No, why would you?
So I'll let you play.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Speaking of not wasting the listener's time, we're going to have Dunkin's Donuts up next. But in the meantime, let's get this reel going. This was another mystery reel from the archives. It just... no title, but it had a little note that just said Gerald Ford No Wave. And so, you know, who can resist a title
this,
like
this
that?
This sounds like we are about to hear some radio art.
Oh, yeah. So here we go. I think you can hear a little bit of Nardwuar in the back there. I feel like this might have been Nardwuar or Evaporators affiliated, but anyhow, here we are.
He has held the highest offices in his country and has successfully managed some of the most difficult challenges imaginable. With all of that, his most outstanding feature, and the one which most impressed me when I met him some years ago, is his self-effacing modesty. And while that trait has often led his critics, particularly in the media, to underestimate him, fortunately his record of outstanding accomplishment speaks for itself. Ladies and gentlemen, please provide a warm Western welcome to the 38th President of the United States, Gerald R. Ford.
The same is absolutely true in bilateral trade. Consumers as a whole